Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. 22 minute podcast. 22 minute podcast. Don't want to take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines.
Welcome to the 22-Minute Podcast. My name is Wes Sievertson. Today is Monday. Another one day. June 2nd, 2025, and I'm here with Mike Finley and James Fass.
Hey, y'all. Hello.
Of course. And, you know, what's with the weekends?
Well, my parents are coming to town next week.
Whoa.
Buttface's last day of school is on Tuesday.
What day?
Sick.
They're coming in Tuesday, the 3rd.
Got you.
Yeah.
You mean Tuesday.
Tuesday,
isn't it? Yeah.
They're coming in Tuesday, isn't it?
Gotcha.
So I got to clean up the house a little bit.
Probably what did you do?
I'm going to go see some movies tonight.
So you plan on coming back and just destroying the place?
Yes.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, no, just tearing it apart, dismantling brick by brick.
What are you seeing?
I don't know yet. Probably the fucking new, one where everybody dies. Who's next?
Oh, yeah. Final Destination.
There it is.
You know, often when I see, like, a meme or, like, even just a comment on something or, like, a post of a video that's, like, Final Destination, that definition's just gotten too loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, he tripped, you know? Like, I don't know if that's how it's supposed to work, you know? Anyway, yeah, but I'm sure it's going to be a fun movie.
Yeah, no, I think so. And then I think maybe Bring Her Back is another horror-ish movie. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
It'll be a double horror movie this evening.
You know, maybe I don't subscribe to the correct Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
Aggregators who are talking about horror movies where, like, horror needs to have. I mean, it's still such a huge genre, and obviously everyone in the country still goes and sees horror, not just the coast, not just the libs
mm-hmm.
on the coast. but even middle America still loves seeing a horror movie, right? So why aren't they advertised better? Why haven't I heard about this movie?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anywho, what else?
That's it, I think, on my front for this weekend.
Cleaning up, seeing some movies.
Yeah.
Tight. What about you, James?
Wedding.
Right, oh, that's right. That's right. That's tonight.
I'm going to go ahead and say that was a beautiful ceremony.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, good.
K&B.
Good for K&B.
I'm so happy for them.
Mm. Watch that fucking Mark Wahlberg, I'm a pilot. Oh, wait, I'm not a pilot.
Uh-huh. Movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Directed by Mel Gibson, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I thought it was. I thought it was
money back.
I thought it was Peter Berg. My bad.
Yeah, no. Millie
Gibson. Yeah, I didn't pay for it. It's on Stars, but.
I got you. Yeah, It looked almost like fun dumb, and then I just heard it was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunate. I mean, I really thought.
So bad.
I didn't realize it was Mel Gibson. I definitely would have known it was dumb if I would have realized that. Because he's good. I do think he's a good director, but if I would have known that's the movie he chose to do, then I would. That's not.
Well, he's not the director of this movie.
What?
Have you seen the rehearsal with Nathan Fielder?
Mm.
Oh.
Yes.
No, not
yet.
Which
is like Apocalypto. I just really like Mel Gibson. Like, well, Mel Gibson isn't directing this show.
Shit. Okay, I need to watch that. He makes me so successfully uncomfortable much that I just I put off watching a lot of his stuff. But every time I watch it, I'm like, that really affected me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Buffalo should be in a laboratory.
I know. He's very good, and now I need to torture myself and watch the rehearsal. So,
anyway, Monday, we're back at it.
Yeah.
Another one.
I don't have anything. Because I don't want to.
Well, good.
I long week.
Yeah.
I had a long deposition. Luckily, I was just videotaping it. Don't worry. But that's about it. Well, let's see. Yeah, okay. We'll go ahead and just go ahead and do a
jump on.
Yeah, we'll jump on in and we'll see what happened with the history. I'm sure I won't be yelling in the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
in 1865. Whoa. Okay. Okay. The Confederate.
This is how we're starting our Monday.
I know. Confederate soldiers yielded to federal troops in Galveston, making the end of one of the final land operations of the American Civil War. Juneteenth, shout out. It's coming up. It's coming up.
I can feel it.
Yeah. All right, on this day in 1953, at 27, Queen Elizabeth II, not queen yet, I don't think. No, 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 she became queen.
On this day?
Oh, I'm sorry, I should finish the note, huh? Elder daughter of King George VI was crowned queen. Look at that. Having taken the throne upon her father's death. I think he had cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was cancer back then.
Dude, they thought it was witches, but yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of headless chickens around here. I just thought it was some sort of fucking witchcraft.
Right. Like it's
some voodoo stuff.
I'm supposed to be surprised I have kidney stones. Have you seen the headless chickens?
The chickens are restless.
Just the correlations are clear, guys.
Oh, it's
and that's
great.
Why reality will never suffice. Because we are walking around even to this day with needless superstitions. We just don't really... You know, we got to a point a couple of years ago where or a couple of centuries, mm-hmm, I don't know, mm-hmm. decades, who knows, where like we all agreed, like, you know, you should just be able to believe what you believe and that's fine. And I'll be over here and you'll be over there. And we're getting to the point now where it's like, leave me alone. You know,
don't fucking talk to me.
Why are your superstitions controlling women's bodies? There we go. On this day in 1997, a jury in Denver, Colorado found Timothy McVeigh. Why Denver?
See, I don't know. I also thought that was interesting.
My speculation would be that they wouldn't be able to have a trial in Oklahoma because they wouldn't be able to have an unbiased jury. But I mean, I don't know why.
Oh.
I don't know why you come to Colorado and you think like, no, they probably are cool with all those kids dying. Yeah. I mean, at least a little bit so they can have like an unbiased. No, I don't know. One time I called Mike. I'm not going to do the bit, but one time I called Mike and I was like, hey, just to let you know, I'm going to be going by Tim from now on. and I'm going to use my middle name as my last name. So yeah, not going to be going by Timothy McVeigh anymore. I don't know if the date is 1990, whatever. I don't know if you saw the news. It's a tragedy, but okay, I'm going to let you go because I need to go get some towels re-manogrammed.
So they found him guilty of murder?
Yeah, yeah.
What murders?
What, dude, a lot. A lot. Yeah, you know, this is the giant consequence of white nationalist radicalism.
I wonder if like U-Haul ever like made a claim against him too, cause
dude, I hope, right? Not a good advertisement.
Yeah. No joke.
Well,
I've always been a Penske guy myself since this.
Or maybe it is a good advertisement where they're like, do you know how many more people would have died if it wasn't for the structure of our vehicles?
Ooh, I like that.
If you would have gone with
it's like a Herc Reynolds guy, but
like a Penske just would have been more shrapnel.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have doubled those numbers. Can you imagine two daycares going up? That's what we prevented.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. U-Haul.
U-Haul.
Yeah,
it's looking great.
All right. I had another bit. It's gone. That was better. So thank you. No, you primed me for that one. All right. Ba-dum-bum-ba-dow. On this day in music history, on this day in 1978, The Boss, who I'm growing more respect for as the days go by.
Mm-hmm.
I speculate why. I don't know. But he releases his fourth studio album, Darkness on the Edge of Town, with the singles... See, I cannot stand Bruce Springsteen. I'm not gonna lie. I think Mike does enjoy him. That's fine.
I like The Boss. What's wrong with you?
I started listening today.
You know, I just
he does my favorite rendition of Santa Claus.
There was a time and a place, Wes.
and I'm saying I don't belong to that time and a place, and so I don't get it. But anyway,
there was a time when women liked men's butts,
dude. So,
and if you wore a fucking red hat, it didn't mean you were a fucking prick.
I tried to take red hats back a couple years ago. No one's letting you do that. No one's letting you do it.
Yeah, you gotta be not your skin color to do that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I took a drink there. That was probably weird.
Heavy swallow.
Yeah, it was a weird gap. No, you're probably right. Because if you did it as a POC, no one's making those jumps to conclusions.
As a point of contact?
Dude, someone said that yesterday. What are you doing? Why are you in my brain? Were you listening to my deposition? Okay.
No, I made a joke about it at work.
Oh,
someone
nice.
Wrote, POC is such and such for a derailment. And I was like, person of color. Person why of are color, you doing whoa. That?
Yeah. Chill.
That's irrelevant.
God.
God.
Oh, ethnocentric much? on this day in 1986, ooh, one for James. Randy Travis drops his debut record.
86 is a little out of my range. I'm more of a 91 country guy.
I got you. Are you not familiar with No Place Like Home? On the other hand, Digging Up Bones?
Nah, I'm like you. a better class of losers guy.
And he's digging up bones.
Is that it?
I have no idea.
I like that.
Yeah.
I want it to be that. So, no, I guess none of us have heard these songs.
No. And I was going to play some of them. But
I want to look them up.
But I listened to a lot of Bruce Springsteen and then sent them some other fun musical notes coming in later this week that I ended up spending my time listening to.
For sure. No, honestly, we'll get to Randy, okay? okay. No, I do want to give it a Google. Give it a Spotify.
Give it a, yeah.
You know. Anyway.
Give it a click.
Yeah. I'm not against anything before about, yeah, James's border there that he established, I'm willing to listen to, of country. Before about 1991, 2, 3, something like that.
Was Randy Travis in...
Probably.
Little Rascals?
Hey Arnold.
I mean, Hey Arnold? He was in a good handful of stuff.
I just can't remember if like he had like a little...
Little line. I think
you... Cameo?
What's well, weird,
well,
though,
Reba
Randy
was there,
did, like,
so... Was, Re-
Randy
was he with
did
Reba?
The chin guy in Hey Arnold.
Oh, really?
Was, like,
that's funny.
Mr. Chin or some shit like that. So like, is an Asian guy, but like when he went to the Grand Ole Opry, it was Randy Travis.
Oh, nice.
I remember that. Dude, that's actually way better than Flea doing
I think his
Donnie
name was Mr.
From...
Chin. Don't quote me on that. But...
No, I won't. I won't hold you to it either.
Because now I'm thinking about it, and I'm not sure.
It was the 90s.
He was Asian.
Yeah, come on. Hey, you know what? Speaking of, we were talking about King of the Hill coming back on, which can't wait for that. But that one of my favorite Asian jokes, and it's actually not racist, which is hilarious, is them standing around Khan Super Newfoundphone and ask him, "So are you Chinese or Japanese?" No, we are from Laos. We're Laotian.
So Chinese.
So yeah, Chinese. and then Cotton shows up and. And I don't remember if they go, like, he's either Chinese or Japanese, and he goes, nope, Laotian. Like that's some sort of, like, weird autistic racism there, where all of a sudden Cotton just shows up, and he knows exactly what kind of Asian this man is.
Because he's been over there, bro.
I know. I get the reference, but at the same time, it is an obsession. It's a clear
it's
obsession.
It's funny that they put it in that character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, like, the guys that are being, like, ignorantly racist...
Exactly.
Get outdone by the guy that's directly, I don't like that guy because I know exactly what he is.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I know who he is. I'm still not a fan. Yeah. Yeah. Dang.
Nope.
I can't
Lay
wait.
Ocean.
Can't wait for that show to come back, man.
All right. No, so he wasn't in The Little Rascals.
Okay. Reba was.
He was really? In an episode of Matlock, and then he played himself in National Treasure 2, The Book of Secrets.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, no, there's some others.
Okay. Other I was about to say, like, I swear I remember him.
In, like, the 90s.
I swear I remember him, like, singing in a movie. But anyway. Let's see. Where are we?
You might be thinking of Pure Country with George Strait.
You better believe I've never seen that. on this day in 1998, The X-Files, Fight the Future soundtrack is released with the tracks from Tonic, Foo Fighters, Ween. They put Ween?
Yeah, dude. They've got a whole slew of fucking people on this soundtrack.
Bjork, The Cure, Noel Gallagher, and Sarah McLachlan.
Like, just all the people in a melting pot of the X-Files soundtrack.
Well, what a mall calendar of a fucking CD.
I mean, soundtracks were still big up until, like, Twilight, you know? And now they don't really do them so much anymore. Remember whenever there used to be just, like, weird, like, music videos at the ends of movies that featured, like, the characters of the movies and stuff? We should bring that back.
I agree.
Sounds fun.
Twilight like the bands did have a good soundtrack.
Yeah, dude. All of them did. St. Vincent, okay. Iron and Wine. Did Sufjan ever? I don't know. Radiohead.
Radiohead, for sure.
Hey, guys. I don't know whose bit that was originally, but I just the idea of you're tuning into like XM Radio and he's like, and it's an interview with Tom York.
Hey guys, it's me, Tom York from Radiohead. Check out our new single, 15 Steps, featured at the end of the Twilight Saga film.
You know, just him being like, at the end of catch it at the end of Twilight.
And he sounds so much like Rocco too.
It's just Rocco's modern life. Millennial shout out. You probably get that joke.
You're welcome, y'all.
All right. Well. action.
Nice, James. You fucking kill that shit, dog.
On this day in the year 2000, a real light was shown upon fat suits as Big Mama's House was released.
Really, I think it's Eddie Murphy for that one.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Leading the way with
yeah.
The Nutty Professor.
This was the debut of the fat suit in film for the new millennia.
The new millennia is correct.
Yeah. You know, and I don't remember the movie, honestly. I haven't seen it since I was probably 10 years old.
I don't even know if I've actually seen the whole thing.
Well, I remember I definitely rented it, and I think I remember the adults at my grandparents' house not being pleased with the movie. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know that I would today, but you know what I would enjoy? Blue Streak, no question.
Oh, yeah.
Love Blue Streak.
On this day in 2006, right? Thank you. Luke Wilson needs to get, you know what? He should be the one championing. Okay, all right, sorry.
Champing.
Well, champing at the bit. No, yeah, for a Blue Streak sequel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be his job.
Martin Lawrence punching Dave Chappelle through a glass door. And then the FBI guy going, you don't learn that in the academy. Like, that's
such a great liner. Jesus Christ.
And then I love the caper sequences. You know, I love him as a thief. And it actually
keeps
has
getting
a really
sidetracked.
Good dynamic. Right, yeah. Exactly. But then also, yeah, you got him as like the pizza guy, and I lose my shit every time.
Hot pizza.
Hot pizza.
I got a delivery for the officers.
I honestly used to know that fucking scene word for word. I'm glad you still do. On this day, 2006, The Breakup, starring libertarian cuck Vince Vaughn and stalked but saved Jen Aniston, speaking of headlines. Yeah, and also Big Day.
Or headlights.
Oh, look out. Shit ton of, you know, a big day for, talk about big day for fat suits. 2006, this was a big day for duct tape.
That's right.
I actually do really enjoy that movie because I think it's a good lesson of showing what a fucking little boy in a relationship looks like.
Yeah.
And maybe you should grow up. I mean, I don't know if I've successfully done it, but, you know.
I haven't actually learned anything from the movie.
Well,
but.
Hey, give me the opportunity. We'll find out. On this day in 2017, Wonder Woman, perhaps now in hindsight not as good as everyone thought, was released. But I liked it.
I liked it.
I did have difficulty with the sequel.
1984, I think that, whatever that year was. Yeah, that was tough.
It was.
Wonder Woman, Ronald Reagan era.
Yes.
They really leaned into
yes.
it.
Yes.
Why? You know what I mean? On this day in 2023, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse was released. Oh, it's only 2 years old?
Yeah.
They take so much time between the films that I just feel like it was released. The first one was when? 2019?
Yeah, 18? Something like that, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I like them.
Good. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on. We got plenty of time. We got 4 minutes to do these B-days. Speaking of superhero movies, turning 46 today, Marina Baccarin, that's going to be the love interest from Deadpool.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh.
She was in Gotham.
Oh, she was in Gotham? Yeah. Okay. I never watched Gotham. You know, I'm a Batman elitist.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. It's okay, and it also fucking sucks.
Oh, that's right. She was in Serenity. I heard it did. I'm just not surprised. You
like,
know what I mean,
there's really Fox bits. You know, like you watch like a network.
Absolutely.
You know, like what network this is from. It's definitely a Fox show. And then it's just like some things are like, yeah, okay.
See,
and then most of it's like, this is. I watched 4 seasons of this. God damn it.
Sometimes you're tired. No.
Yeah.
The last show I was able to kind of deal with a structure like that was Smallville. So,
I mean, very similar.
Right, exactly.
It's hard for me to do a superhero show.
Well, because they all have that same beat. I mean, listen, watching
like,
Lois
oh, a
Clark,
new bad guy, now y'all are friends. Oh, a new bad guy,
very,
now y'all are friends.
Very episodic. Yeah.
Formulaic bullshit.
I wonder if he's going to come back and, like, save you in the final episode or something, because, you know.
That's right.
It's
like you set up each season to have thirds, and it's just...
I'd rather watch Charmed, where the superpower is cleavage.
Yes.
Anyway, happy birthday.
Melissa Milano.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about calm down. Sorry. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to her. She's turning 46. It's just incredible age, time.
Yeah.
Because she was introduced to us when she was our age, you know, literally.
Is it really her birthday?
June 2nd? Yeah. Turning 37. Awkwafina.
Oh, I love Awkwafina.
I don't get it personally, but she was really. I thought she was funny in Neighbors too, but everything else, I just yeah. It's like whatever. She was. She was really bad in Remington.
I never
saw
Remington.
She was very very bad. I mean, that movie was too hyped. It wasn't as good as everyone at the time was saying. So maybe the script didn't do her any favors. I'm not necessarily blaming her.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. You're in a movie with Nick Cage. You got to give me
yeah.
more. Anywho.
She was in Nora from Queens, which was fun.
I never watched that. Yeah.
Shang-Chi. I think she's got a great presence. Shang-Chi, I like her. I love her smile. She really is what it is.
She just have she's got a screen presence. There's no question. Turning 47, Justin Long.
Oh, yay.
Man.
The Tusk Man himself.
He's a
funny
guy.
You talk about Justin Long before you talk about Dana Carvey?
You know, I don't control, unfortunately, IMDb's Dana Carvey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there he is. See, and you're absolutely right. This is why I don't enjoy IMDb necessarily, and why I should probably just put the list together before we record, because absolutely, I would have put him at the very top.
Yeah.
Turning 70. Dana Carvey.
Speaking of showing.
Honestly, yeah, I can't believe. Fuck IMDb for this shit. Turning 71, Dennis Haysbert. You'd know him. Look him up. Ooh! Turning 84, Stacy Keach. Please watch Nebraska.
One.
Yeah, what do you got?
He's got a hang lip.
Happy birthday to a man that once followed me on Twitter, Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Nice.
He's 55.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Let's see. Ooh, Davos from Game of Thrones is turning 64.
I love him.
Dominic Cooper, speaking of superhero movies, but also other stuff. The Devil's Double, check it out. Turning 47. Turning 48, Zachary Quinto. And we have time for one more. Do we even need it?
How about
Wayne
died
Brady?
On this?
Wayne Brady!
Died on this day for you, 1941, Lou Gehrig.
Okay, bye.
Adios.
How'd he go?